Now look at verse number 11. It says, "And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord." So it's pretty interesting here that we have a man of God who has his sons also working in the temple with him. And it says that they're the sons of Eli, but in the same breath it says that they were the sons of Belial. Okay? And keep in mind, they're in the house of God. Right? And it says that they knew not the Lord. It's kind of weird. So it's like you're in the house of God, you're doing the service of God, but you don't know God. Now, what this is referring to is the fact that they're just not saved. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Okay? But I want to talk a little bit about the fact that they were sons of Belial. Because that's an interesting statement. I know a lot of us are familiar with it, but in case we're not, I'm going to explain to you why it states that. And even if you are familiar with it, you're going to love what I teach this, because who doesn't like to hear about the reprobate doctrine? Amen? So why does it refer to Hophni and Phinehas as the sons of Belial? Well, Belial is Satan himself, right? And there's different synonyms for this, or different terms to use to describe this group of people. You have sons of Belial, but you also have the sons of the devil. You have false prophets, and you also have what's known as reprobates, right, or sodomites. And these are all kind of used interchangeably to describe this group of people who have been given over to a reprobate mind. These are very wicked individuals. The Bible would also refer to them as workers of iniquity, right? But when you think of a reprobate, you know, it's actually a wide spectrum of people, okay? Because it can cover from a sodomite all the way to a false prophet. You have all, and you know, everything in between, okay? And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, think about this. You know, he refers to them as the sons of Belial, which we know to be Satan. And in Matthew 23, Jesus Christ, when he's rebuking the Pharisees who are false prophets, says he can pass land and sea to make one proselyte. And after he is made, you make him twofold more a child of hell than yourselves. Yeah. Child of hell, he's referring to a child of Satan. Yeah, right. And he's basically saying that they're children of hell. Because what they're reproducing are children of hell. You understand? Yeah. So it's like false prophets beget false prophets is what he's saying. Now, you know, here's the thing. I don't think these Pharisees that we see in Matthew 23 were sodomites. They're just false prophets, right? Not just, but I'm saying they're not sodomites, but they're guilty of teaching heresy, damnable heresy, keeping people from hearing the truth. They crucified Jesus Christ. I mean, they're haters of the truth. And so that's why he refers to them as children of hell. And in Acts chapter 17, excuse me, you have the story of Simon Barjona? No, not Simon Barjona, that's Peter. What's the name of the false prophet, the Jew? Bar-Jesus, okay? Bar-Jesus, who the Bible also says was the child of the devil. And he's referring to the fact that he's a sorcerer. And so you have the sons of Belial here. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, you have the false prophets in Matthew chapter 23, referred to as children of hell. Then you have the child of the devil, referring to Bar-Jesus in Acts chapter 17. I mean, you see that it's referring to false prophets, right? Yeah, right? But here's the thing. Now, let's make the connection. Because false prophets are not the only ones who are referred to as sons of Belial. Because you have Judges 19, where the Bible talks about sons of Belial. And it's a group of individuals who were sodomites, committing perversion. And you could read Genesis 19 as well, but you could read Judges 19 all you want. You're never going to find those sons of Belial teaching false doctrine. They're not doing that, right? They're not, you know, trying to keep people from the kingdom of God. They're not teaching false doctrine. And they're not doing those things. What are they doing? They want to rape individuals. They're into perversion and wickedness, okay? So, based upon what we see in the spectrum there, we know that the sons of Belial covers a spectrum that ranges from Judges 19, which is perversion, all the way to Matthew 23, false prophets and sorcerers in Acts chapter 17 as well. Amen. So we see that a son of Belial, a son of Satan, a child of hell, covers all of that. You understand? For example, Judas could be considered a child of hell. Amen. Right? But I don't think Judas was like a pedophile. I don't think he was a sodomite. What was he? He was greedy of filthy lucre. Yeah, yeah. He betrayed the Lord. He was covetous. He hated the Lord because he turned him in. And he became a son of perdition, the Bible says. Perdition being hell, child of hell. You understand? And so, you know, when we talk about reprobates, we do need to be specific of what we're referring to. You know, we don't want to just, like, throw out, well, this guy's a sodomite. Well, what is he doing? He's teaching false doctrine. Well, then that makes him a false prophet. And I'm not saying he's not capable of committing sodomy, but obviously what we see according to the Bible is that they range in this spectrum here. They're somewhere on this spectrum. Okay.